Several Southeast communities and businesses are taking a closer look at using wood to power generators and heat buildings. Craig, for example, is already burning mill waste to warm two schools and a swimming pool. Now Cakes Village Corporation is trying to set up wood-fired electrical generators, and Southeast's Regional Native Corporation is partnering with a mill to look at producing wood pellets or a similar product. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The village of Cake on Central Southeast's Kuprinoff Island used to have 700 to 800 residents, but Cake Tribal Corporation board member Sasha Sobolov says it's down to about 500, and more people could go soon.
They had to leave because there's no economy. The fish is gone, the timber processes are gone, and so in order to revitalize that, the basic building block is to have a resource of energy that allows the development of businesses in Cake.
State and Power Authority officials are working on an intertie linking the village with a hydro plant that serves nearby Petersburg, but that's tens of millions of dollars and a number of years away. Sobolov says wood energy is a cheaper, quicker solution to some of Cake's energy problems. He estimates a pair of generators, a chipper, and related equipment would cost about $2 million and could be installed in months rather than years. Cake Tribal is just one Southeast entity that wants to find new uses for the region's wood. See Alaska, the area's regional native corporation, is another. CEO Chris McNeil says See Alaska is partnering with Viking Lumber of Klawock to investigate what he's calling an alternative energy supply enterprise.
The project, as we now envision it, would be the ability for us to be able to use wood waste resources of all sorts to be able to create a new product, either be in the pellet or the brick form that would be able to be used for heating.
The effort would involve more manufacturing than just chipping and piling wood into a furnace. McNeil says fuel could come from the mill's operations, See Alaska's timber subsidiary, or other sources. While some are looking at logging leftovers and mill waste, others are targeting second-growth trees, also known as young growth. Tongass National Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says his agency is pursuing several projects to use thinned-out trees and other low-value wood.
We have the district in Sitka working on a project. We recently were on Prince of Wales to come up with a project in the Stainy Creek area that will start probably in the near future. But the interest in biomass and young growth management is higher than I've ever seen it. And if we can create alternative energy sources out of biomass, I think that that will have a lot of interest in it near term.
Cole says the result could be chips for boilers and generators or finished products such as pellets or briquettes. Tlingit Haida Central Council Energy Director Percy Frisbee says he's glad businesses and government groups are moving ahead on wood energy.
We need to start some of these projects to see how we can apply them. I think we've talked about it long enough. We need to start figuring out, you know, how we're going to make a difference here.
Craig's wood waste burner is the largest so far. The Prince of Wales Island City is creating more heat than expected and may add at least one building to the three that are already connected. The $1.5 million project was funded by the city, the Forest Service, the Alaska Energy Authority, and the Denali Commission. Similar projects elsewhere will also require government funds to get going. That could include alternative energy money appropriated by the legislature. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.